always put his magic items up. I swear to God, he almost cried. And when he came back in the game with his new gnome thief mage assassin, we took all his gear again and sold him as a slave. Best game ever. Was the best game ever. I took his set of plus four leather. Then we hopped on board the plot train, let it take us for a ride. But then George came back, and this time he was a druid who refused to leave the forest, but always tried to start a fight. And that's exactly what he did with this poor farmer on the outskirts of the town, who turned out to be a god in disguise. Best game ever. Cause George's druid's head got severed. Then he came back in the game while we were going through this cave to slay a dragon. But carried a sword of magic flame. And when we'd reached the dragon's lair, he argued tactics for an hour till we fed him to the dragon. Then we killed it in 3 rounds. Best game ever. Town inside the tavern, there was George as a half-elf, half-orcish monk illusionist. And as we counted out our treasure, he insisted on attempting to seduce the barmaid, laughing as she cried and raised her fists. Then we all picked up our weapons, and as he died, he swore he would never game with us again as long as he lived. Best game ever. Saved a barmaid, slayed a dragon, got some treasure, raised a flagon, and we rack up the XP, and we will never the DM's brother, and their mom won't let us game here in their basement anymore unless we say that he can play. And yeah, I know you had to be there, but I swear by all that's holy, victory was never sweeter than it was today. Best game ever.